Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're a Dublin bus user, you're going to notice from today they're introducing these new private security to curb antisocial behaviour on their services. It's a 20-week pilot programme. It'll comprise of two dedicated mobile units, one on the north and south side. And Billy Han, who's the CEO of Dublin Bus, he was chatting to Pat about this a little earlier.
They'll actually be in full uniform, and what we find is when they're in full uniform and they do wear body cams as well, that actually that de-escalates the situation. Really, you know, as I said, the primary responsibility is to de-escalate. Yep. So that's what they're going to do. So they're going to engage with people if absolutely needed to help our staff, to help any customers, de-escalate the situation. If that's not working and we feel that our property is going to be damaged or an individual is going to be assaulted, whether it be an employee or a customer, they do have they do have the powers to actually use reasonable force to remove the person off the bus and then make a citizen's arrest if absolutely necessary and detain them until the arrival of an Garda Síochána. Mm-hmm.
Now, Suzanne is with us on the line. Suzanne, you are a bus driver. You're the spokesperson for the SIPDU Respect Transport Workers campaign. Do we need security on Dublin Bus?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, absolutely we do. So SIPDU have been calling for this. We're looking for a dedicated public transport policing unit to go across all modes of public transport with the powers of detention and arrest, because there's been so much of an increase in antisocial behaviour since COVID, be that abuse, be it brick throwing, drug taking on the bus, racial abuse. It's out of hand, but we do welcome this.
Well, does it go far enough then? If you're looking for a dedicated transport police, does this 20-week pilot, does it go far enough?
Well, we have to see how this works, but it's absolutely going to help us. They're recognising the need that there is. They're recognising that there is a need for security on public transport, and Dublin Bus have recognised that, so we have to commend them on it.
So try out the pilot, see how it goes, but ultimately you'd like to see this become a permanent feature.
Absolutely, and we want something with the powers of detention and arrest, because at the moment they can get off one bus and on another one. No one's going to stop them. They can get off a bus and get onto a Lewis or a train and cause the same havoc. So you need a kind of uniformed approach. You're going to know who the offenders are. You're going to be able to stop them.
Yeah. So this 20-week pilot they're looking at, like, it's two dedicated mobile units, one on the north, one on the south side of Dublin city centre. Is it enough or is it a good starting point?
It's a good starting point. And I think I know myself from being a driver, when passengers see someone in uniform on the bus, they don't act up as much. They're much safer journey for everyone. Mm. So I think their presence is definitely going to help.
Yeah. I think it's a brilliant idea. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it's taken this long.
It's long needed. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm
a very regular Dublin Bus user. I come in on the on Dublin Bus actually into work this morning, and I love to see somebody get on. It's the one thing, you know, I wish I was a Lewis user, because they constantly have security on the Lewis and they just, you know, dip in and out. You never know when they're going to be there. They might not always be there, but it's the ad hoc nature of it, and that's the bit I like. I appreciate you can't have a security person on every single bus in Dublin, but I like the idea that you never know when they're going to, you know, hop on or hop off. So, I mean, I just think, why only run this as two dedicated mobile units?
Yeah, well, that's something for Dublin Bus. I don't know whether that's a funding or a pilot scheme, but I know it's something that we're definitely calling for. We want it rolled out across all public transport, because it is needed across all of it.
Raymond is with us on the line as well. Suzanne, is it overdue, Raymond?
Well overdue. I worked with another bus company. I'm still in the buses. So it took me a while to get back on track. I was attacked maybe 3-4 years ago. I worked for Bus Éire. And this should have been done years and years ago. You know, I went through hell.
Well, yeah, what happened? Can you tell us what happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, I can tell you what happened. I can tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I was doing a service. I won't say where to.
Right.
I was doing a service and there was drug taking, drug dealing going on the bus. And, you know, long story short, the company made a decision to get the guards involved. I was then, you know, accused, or, you know, I was in the firing line, per se, as if I rang the guards. And there was a revenge attack, and I was got 3 or 4 weeks later, where I was knocked out, cracked ribs, smashed face,
and
put me out of work for a year. Messed me up in my head, you know, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went back, you know, look, over a course of maybe 2 years, I went back, but wasn't right, you know. So I was put on early services, not working late. But then eventually when I had to go back on late services, you know, I just couldn't deal with it. I had one or two other instances where a guy spit in my face, threatened to slit my throat on O'Connor Street. So after that, I had to make a decision for my own mental well-being and my family. I decided to leave a really, really good job, paying really good money, because I just felt unsafe. And now, I done the best thing I ever done was move back to the private sector. I work for Brendan Collins Travel now, and I'm a lot happier. I'm safe. The people you're dealing with are lovely. You're dealing with tourists that, you know, it's just, you know, the public service, it's just not a nice place to work. And this is well overdue. Yeah. And, you know, I know this is being brought in for Dublin Bus, but what about Bus Éireann? Bus Éireann,
sure, you know, they want it in every service, Raymond.
They need it for every public service, because the guys in Bus Éireann, they've no security, no screens on all of the services. So you're a sitting duck, per se. And they carry cash as well, which is, it's stupid, it's ridiculous, carrying cash at this time of day. It just doesn't make sense. So you're sitting duck number one. There's nothing protecting you there. So this, you know, needs to be done on all services, not just Dublin Bus. I'm talking about country services as well, because it is outrageous what goes on the services in and out of Dublin to Navan, Cavan, Galway, Donegal. It happens on all the services.
So look, how are you? You're okay now, though, Raymond, are you? You're back at work, but I know it's still in your mind, I'm sure.
No, I was afraid of my own shadow for a long, long time. You know, I went through a stage where I was totally deluded. You know, I was just gone, you know, because I was that messed up with what happened. You know,
very traumatising.
Traumatising, but what went on in behind, you know, there was other stuff that surfaced online.
Okay.
These guys that did this, you know, were dangerous. Do you know what I mean? And that's what's on the stairs all the time.
Look, Shane is with us, I think, on the line too in Drogheda. Shane, is it a good idea, the security pilot on Dublin Bus?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I've seen stuff since, I'd say, going back like 6, 7, 8 more years even, like just basically trouble on Dublin Bus, and as Raymond was saying, on the Bus Éireann, and most of the time all they can do is pull in and hope the people will either get off the bus. But I can remember I was leaving Swords one of the times coming back towards Drogheda, and this guy got on the bus, and he was trying to get on with I think he had a social welfare card, but it wasn't one for travel, and the bus driver said that to him, and he started squaring up to him, and there's no screen or anything like that. So eventually, the bus driver just let him on because he obviously didn't want any trouble. But, like, there was nothing really he could do. Like, your man was going to fight him or something if he said no. So, but, 100%. Like, even around Clondalkin and places like that, there'd just be a lot of trouble on the buses. And I can remember people had flyers on the buses about getting some sort of security on them. And that's going back, like, nearly 6 years now.
Are you a regular bus user yourself still? Shame.
Not as much anymore now. I drive now just purely because I don't really want the hassle of it, and that's another incentive as well. Like, it's just more people will move towards like other modes of transport then if things like that are the case. But it's just people want to feel safe on public transport. That's the main thing, really.
Absolutely. I presume, Damien, for you, you're a former bus driver, is that right?
That's correct, Andrea. Congratulations, by the way, on the awards.
Thanking you. Are you for or against this idea of security in the bus, Damien?
Well, I'm impressed with the security on the Lewis. They go about their job efficiently and quietly, and they do have difficult customers. I saw one last week at Abbey Street on the platform, and they had to restrain a guy. So I can see a need for it in certain places, as was described with Raymond there, or the last contributor. But as a pensioner, I just wonder, when they talk about expanding it in the Bus Éireann and here in Rodairn, I'd be looking at the budgetary side of it, how much it might cost over the years at a 12-hour shift, 7 days a week. As a pensioner, with, you know, finances not just as good as you'd like, and looking at pensioners in England and the restrictions are put on them now over fuel, I'm just wondering how much this would cost if it was to expand across the country. And in regard to the rules already in about scooters, e-scooters on platforms, I saw a guy on an e-scooter there at Platform 6 in Connolly, and there's a sign that says, on the spot, fine of €100. Mm-hmm. And he was going up and down to Platform 6 and not worried about signs or penalties or anything else. So I just want to see the law enforced where it's already in place.
What's there? Yeah, it's an interesting pilot, but I think in the main majority of people seem to be quite happy about this pilot programme today. I see Bus Éireann of Bannan, they say all city services in Bus Éireann have protective screens. Some coaches that do longer distances and we're working with manufacturers to increase installation on coaches versus buses. That's in from Bus Éireann today. What about you, Jimmy? Do you think this pilot programme for security on Dublin bus is a good move?
Yeah, it's actually long overdue because, going back to, because I'm actually a lot older than you like, and back in the day, if you had trouble on the bus, any adults would just come over and say, cut her out, like, and people had respect. But now, there's times you're terrified to travel on the bus, like, and it's like, it was said earlier on, like, that on the loose, you could actually have a whole squad of security on. But sadly, though, there needs to be more. I mean, I know it's a positive and it's a good start, like, but there has to be more, because they're trying to... Have you lost me, or can you hear me?
I can indeed, Jack. Go on ahead.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It is a good start, but they're trying to promote travelling on public transport.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that has to be done. It's a sad state of affairs that we need this, but I mean, even in quiet places like that, you would thought this wouldn't happen, like up in Drogheda where my sister lives. Things over there are shocking. Like gangs on the train and travelling out from school, like, and you got to avoid certain times of the day because you know there will be trouble on the buses.
People think, yeah. Like, I do wonder that, Shane, will people feel less intimidated if there's that presence on the bus? You're there, Shane.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like my own experience is like, I mean, everyone knows when you get on a bus and someone sits beside you, you don't know who they are. Sometimes, like, you can get people that are a bit troublesome and they sit beside you, and just to have someone on the bus like that would make a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable and safe, particularly pensioners as well, because I know there's lots of crimes going on at the moment with older people and stuff like that. So I think like the Lewis and stuff like that, like if you didn't have security on the Lewis, there'd be tons of trouble, I can assume.
Like, I know, Suzanne, it's sort of accepted that, like, this isn't the silver bullet and you're kind of, you know, still looking for the dedicated transport police in all of this. But I do wonder, should it have been rolled out across more routes, even to start with this pilot project?
Yeah, and that's why SIPs who are calling for it, and we have been calling for it, because it's needed. And look, it's not a silver bullet. Every driver has the right to be safe and protected at work. And this initiative is welcomed. But it's not going to fix everything. And like, to hear what happened, Ray, like, I
just
know other drivers,
yeah,
that's happened. It's shocking. But that's a reality. And as awful as that is, like, I heard that story more than once from other drivers, you know?
Yeah.
So we still need it. Look, it's definitely welcomed. It's definitely in the right direction.
Okay, well, we'll check in probably in at the end of the 20-week pilot, Suzanne, and see how it goes. Listener says, if the security teams are ununiformed and have no rest, powers of arrest, criminals just go for a service without a security team. I think we need smart Garda action, including plainclothes officers. Might be a good pilot, suggests one text or two. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Do you think we need security on Dublin bus, or in actual fact, all public transport services across the country?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.